come on.
Sweetheart, you're pacing again.
He said he'd call. It's 5:04 and he hasn't called yet.
He's probably just running late. Not everyone has a strict schedule, you know?
It's been too long. I didn't get it. Watch it go to Amanda. Oh, I'm so screwed.
I don't see how you could be passed over for this. You're great at what you do. They'd be stupid not to promote you. And besides, I doubt Amanda has been pacing in her living room with a death grip on her phone for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, but that's just Mark trying to be nice. And she knows a favorite with the higher-ups. Office politics.
Babe, you gotta learn to accept compliments sometimes. You're passionate and hardworking, and you've earned this. You are going to get it.
You flick off the TV and get up from the couch, walking toward me with your arms extended. I completely disappear into them. Inhaling the comforting scent of your cologne, I slide my hands up and down your back a few times, and you plant a kiss in my hair. When I pull away, you're smiling down at me.
You also have to learn how to relax a little. A promotion comes with more responsibility, which will mean more stress. You've got to loosen up a bit.
I know. It's just, I really want this. I've been running myself into the ground for weeks to prepare. I thought I aced the interview on Friday.
I know. You probably did. And I know that you get it. But you can't keep up like this. You've been on your feet all day.
You bury your face into my neck and gently kiss me. The stubble from your beard sending goosebumps down my arms. I feel myself relax a little as your hands wrap around my waist, pulling me in closer. You are right about one thing. I can't keep this up. My mind is racing. It's just, I've been here before, on the cusp of a promotion that could change my career. It didn't work out. Chalk it up to bad timing. I didn't see the job posting in my inbox until the day before the deadline, and by then, they'd already had hundreds of applicants.
Besides, either way, you're getting celebration sex tonight.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm, yep.
I just need to not think about all that right now. Can you just, like, unplug my brain?
Well, I know something that could work.
Your hands grip my ass through my dress, and you squeeze hard. My hands lay flat on your chest, and I close my eyes, focusing on the feeling of being touched in the places I love most. You're quite a bit taller than me, and being in your arms like this always makes me feel so small and safe. That feels nice. Keep going. I just need to not think about it anymore.
Of course, sweetheart.
You lean down and kiss me. Your lips are so soft and warm. And you start slow, your hands exploring my body, roaming up and down my sides and gripping my hips. I wrap my arms around your neck and let myself sink further into the moment. The feeling of your strong hands kneading my breasts, your breath against my neck. You work your way down with your lips, kissing everywhere. Every nerve in my body feels like a live wire. I've been so on edge today, but now all that energy is shifting. I just feel desperate for you, to touch you, taste you, to feel you filling me up. Your hand is sliding up my dress between my thighs. I clench them together tightly because I love to play a little hard to get. You easily spread them back apart and your lips hover close to my ear.
Come on, spread those legs for me. Let me make you feel good, princess.
Yes, please.
Tell me what you need.
I want you, Daddy.
Want me to what? Baby, use your words.
I never thought I'd like this kind of thing. But God, it's so sexy hearing you speak that way. A few months ago, I got really into this dark romance book, and some of the stuff in it was so unexpectedly hot. I showed you some of it, and soon, you were reading it out loud to me in bed. It very quickly turned into our favorite little foreplay game. You walk me backwards as you kiss me, and your hands quickly work to slip off my dress and my bra. I slide my thong off and kick it to the side before letting myself fall back onto the sofa. I grip the hem of your shirt and pull you down to me, parting my legs as you settle between them. You're still fully clothed, and there's something so arousing about being totally naked while you're still dressed. It's like it adds to the power play between us. It makes me feel vulnerable and desperate in the best kind of way.
You're going to just lie here and think only of my lips on you, my hands, my cock. That's your only job tonight, sweetheart. Don't think, just feel. Say yes, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy.
Good girl.
One hand is softly squeezing my breast as the other slides down between my legs. I want you to touch me, to make me moan, to make me feel good. But I know you're intentionally slowing things down tonight, making me wait.
You can't come today without permission. Understood?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Oh, yes, Daddy. I run my hands under your shirt and pull it up over your shoulders, tossing it to the ground. You're teasing me with such light touches, pressing down gently on my clit and then pulling away again.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.